Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and I'd like to ask you, has your consciousness been rising? What does that mean? You know, some people think of consciousness as just being awake, but maybe we can do better with it. And speaking in this show with two of my favorite guests who are pioneers of consciousness, and it's so wonderful that they're back again. It's a gift for Energy Stew to have Clayton Stedman and Jeffrey Stegman visiting us again. So welcome, guys.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So
good to see you, Peter.
Yeah, great to see you. And so I'm so excited because what does it mean to be a pioneer of consciousness? We're all awake. I mean, we are conscious. Everything is conscious. So what are we getting at?
Well, I think our specialty is around consciousness fields. So yeah, like you said, Peter, there's consciousness all around us and everything has consciousness, but can be fields of consciousness or areas of effect that, as we walk around the world, we can experience those. And the more that we understand they're there, we can sometimes understand why we're feeling the way we're feeling. And then we can use the higher consciousness fields to support us to rise in consciousness, to become more free.
So there's a discernment of different levels of consciousness that you're working with and bringing it to a higher level wherever possible, right?
Yeah, the mission, this is Clayton, the mission is to create the optimal conditions for the evolution of consciousness in an economized society. So higher levels of consciousness do create better conditions for all of us to evolve. And really all of us are, our human anatomy is wired to measure consciousness because it helps us survive. You know, if you walk into an old battlefield or an old prison, most people will feel a little bit less alive. They'll feel less energy. You walk into a cathedral or visit a pilgrimage site, which are classically known as high consciousness places, you feel more peaceful, more at ease, more in alignment with other people, more forgiving. And so if we're pioneers in the area, it might be just talking about things in a new way or a way that's not common. Probably that's a better way to say it. And people think of you as maybe a pioneer in talking about the most basic fundamental survival mechanism within us is to be aware of the area, the areas around us, just survival. So we've translated that into consciousness fields, and we have our own ways of measuring it, of course, and we have some pretty sophisticated ways to gather data now and measure the influence of fields, which wasn't always available because of new technologies that are out there, and those that have come before us have given us the resources to help quantify it in a new way. And so these conversations have been happening since people have been talking, and with the current availability of ways to measure consciousness, I'm glad to be part of the new conversation that society is having.
Well, it's one thing is to measure it, to be aware of it, of the different levels of consciousness. But what I'm excited about is that you founded a company called Focus Life Force Energy that is designed to raise levels of consciousness wherever it's directed. And the idea is to direct it in ways like to people's homes and even to my bottle that I store water in. That's raised to a high consciousness. Every time I drink that water, I know I'm getting a big boost. But there are so many other ways that you are offering stimulus. And it's, I love to see so many different techniques and purposes that you have in your company to provide your customers and people who want to try it out for free, even to have the experience that they can report on to themselves and each other and you, to know that when their consciousness is higher, they have all those possibilities of peace and awareness, greater awareness, you know, being more responsible in the world by being more aware of the details of it.
Yeah, we're activating a high consciousness field similar to a pilgrimage site at a home, business, or around a cell phone or an object. So yeah, this what we discovered was this technology, this method of activating a high consciousness field that's very similar to the way we humans do that, that we can do it, especially when we join in groups for a positive purpose, right, and focus our attention. Terms. You know, right, we're extremely powerful and able to activate consciousness fields. And just like in Reiki or prayer for healing, where people pray for someone, and there's research on that now, where they think that they think of the person, they either have a photo or they have a name and an address. So they have this unique identifier for the person, and then they're, you know, sending Reiki or praying, a field is activated at that person. And then in that field is those healing thoughts and energy.
That's an important point that you're making, is to target where you want to send even prayers or affirmations to, which are prayers actually. Mm-hmm. But you're able to target people's homes specifically. Even like when I travel and I'm in a hotel, I can send you the address of the hotel and the room I'm in, and then I know that room will all of a sudden be targeted by you with high frequency. So I love that opportunity to be bathed in this. And people, it's new. You know, you're pioneers of a language about this that people haven't known before, and need to get used to the idea that the levels of consciousness can be increased to enhance their lives, and they just need to have the vehicle for it. And you're developing that and are using that for people.
Yeah, it's interesting to be a part of this emergence of this new technology. Sometimes I think that nature makes these things available to compensate for the challenges that the world is facing, or divinity, maybe instead of nature. I mean, we all probably, 90% of the earth probably has a cell phone. I don't know what it is. Or they use Wi-Fi, or they use a computer of some type. It's certainly a lot of the world. And now we have satellites and, of course, you know, television. So there's a type of electronic influence in the world that was not there even for our fathers and mothers, Peter, that, you know, we have to contend with now.
And that can reduce our consciousness, right?
Well, interestingly enough, we found that, so with our service, we guarantee that the level of consciousness will be at the level of consciousness of this, like a slider. So if you do a free trial and there's no credit card, you get access to a control panel, and the default level of consciousness of a property is at 550 out of 1,000 on the Hawkins scale of consciousness. And people can look that up. Hawkins
it's very high. 550.
Yeah, that's in the unconditional love zone. So in Hawkins scale, it's 1 to 1,000 in the human realm. 200 is courage, 500 is love, 600 begins enlightenment, 550 is, you know, unconditional love. So we guarantee that the property will be at the unconditional love zone of 550 for 98% of the time over the previous 24 hours. And the average home in, let's say, North America is probably around 280, 290 on the Hawkins map.
So that really brings it up. Wow.
Well, each point up is 10 times more powerful than the point before. So from 280 to 550 is an extraordinary logarithmic increase. And there are people like you, Peter, who've been on the path for a long time, whose homes might be as high as 500, which is love. But generally, it's the scale is, or the level is about 280, 290. And maybe Jeff wants to share the story about how we discovered that EMFs can actually lower consciousness, because we started finding that people's properties were dropping below the level that we promise.
Yeah, so we have this subscription service, as you know, Peter, and people will come on. And we measure the level of consciousness of all the properties every week. So we have a way to do that, a batch way to do that using kinesiology. And we should mention this kinesiology or muscle testing is something that Dr. David Hawkins, Power versus Force, right, you know, had pioneered, though it's been around in many right forms. Chiropractors use it. I've actually been to someone testing me for allergies that was using it.
Yeah. And I remember when his Hawkins book, Power versus Force, first came out, I was already using muscle testing for many years. I said, so what's so new? But yeah, he developed a scale of consciousness, which is really cool.
Well, it's a way to tap into this information beyond ourselves, you know, this infinite connection to infinite wisdom, you could say, or infinite information, and to get the mind out of the way. But it does take practice and groups of people together. So in our business, you know, Clayton pioneered the way. He really reverse engineered Dr. Hawkins and created a set of protocols, and then taught me and taught some others in the business so that we can check each other and make sure that we're, you know, not going down a path. And we have a protocol to check ourselves. Do we have the freedom to make the inquiry? Do we have permission, you know, checking our hydration and things like that. So we have this subscription service. You activate a high consciousness field in your home or business or around your phone. So every week we test all the properties to make sure they're at the 550, the unconditional love zone, or wherever the consciousness controller or slider is set on the property. And we started seeing that some properties were dropping below that. They weren't at that promised level 98% of the time or more. So we started contacting those customers. We found out there was a new cell tower across the street, new smart meters, brand new, you know, Wi-Fi, 5G that just went into the bedroom. And the LOC, or the level of consciousness, or the health, really, of the, from our point of view and looking at it from a consciousness point of view, was lowering. So these are what we call consciousness lowering EMFs. And, you know, there's a whole host of symptoms that people are experiencing, you know, like insomnia, anxiety is a big one, brain fog, pain in the joints, you know, even depression is on that list as one of the things that can happen. So once we discovered that and we found out what was happening, Clayton and I used kinesiology and used research to find a way to mitigate that effect. And so now the FLFE service mitigates EMFs. Now, it doesn't eliminate all the effects, but it mitigates to a large degree this, you know, what causes the symptoms for people that are sensitive to EMFs.
Well, that's so most important, is that you're reducing the symptoms or eliminating the symptoms of the high EMF, and at a low EMF, they can live with it more comfortably.
Yeah, the body is amazingly resilient, of course, and it adapts over time. And because of the influence of so many of these devices coming online, such as satellites, I mean, there's so many satellites going up all the time. And, you know, when I lived in an apartment building, you know, I turn on my computer and there was like 20 Wi-Fi signals that I could see. So, you know, we just never had that 50 years ago, even probably not even 10 years ago. It's just, it gets more and more common with smart devices like fridges and, you know, all these things that are sending out signals in the home. So, yeah, so we found a couple of interesting things, Peter. One of them was that if we raise the level of consciousness of the emitter, so in your cell phone, you have an antenna, in your fridge or any Wi-Fi device that has an antenna that emits a signal, if we raise the level of consciousness of the emitter, it will actually start producing a positive energy. That was kind love of something that. We stumbled upon,
yeah, I love
which,
that.
You know, makes sense. And then we were doing research on how people deal with EMFs, and some people block them, you know, and they kind of get deflected somewhere else, or they try to dissipate them, but some of that gets, you know, sort of sent out to another area, or they just try to minimize it. And we came across this principle called harmonizing. So harmonizing is taking the consciousness lowering EMF signal, as we measure it, and making it actually positive, turning it into a positive, kind of like an Aikido move, Peter, using the energy of things that are coming towards you. I know you have a martial arts background, and making that, you know, making that work for you.
Yeah, so sending, in other words, Aikido is sending the energy somewhere else. It's coming, you know, it's coming at you, and you know how to sideslip it to another place. And that's great to be able to do that with this. It's so important. I want to talk about the why of all of this. And the why is to live, again, better and better in the world with all of these crazy things happening that you're mitigating, you know. But we can mitigate it even more so as our own consciousness rises. And so it works, you know. You're sending it, and those of us who are rising in consciousness because of or being given these high frequencies are then more powerful in ourselves.
Another way to think about it, Peter, is resilience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of change in the world, and being able to move and bend with those changes rather than breaking, of course, is not what we want, but to have the extra energy, extra capacity to work with what's happening and be present with what is, you know, in the world at the moment. So in a high consciousness field, spending time in one, you know, it is this pristine environment as much as possible. But there's also more energy available to us that is taken into our bodies and gives us more energy just to live our everyday life and create the world that we want to create, just more personal energy.
So that's
part
come
of
out,
physical resilience.
Let's come back to the word harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what you're talking about is that the more harmony is within us, the more open our energy is to be powerful.
Yeah, humans are extraordinarily resourceful. Mm. And the higher our level of consciousness is, it seems we're more resilient and we're more free as people. We're more free of the, you know, the patterns and the habits that, you know, I mean, Jeff and I and you, Peter, we've been on this path for a long time. We know ourselves pretty well,
right.
Hopefully, what gets in our way and what triggers us and where the roads we go down. And I find that higher consciousness fields, you know, though it's more difficult to go down the negative pathways. And I'm more free as a person and I'm happier.
Yeah, you're more sensitive about what doesn't work and know how to avoid it because you're so aware, because consciousness is really awareness. And so the awareness of anything that's not in harmony becomes quite acute and makes life easier to fulfill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking about what you said about harmony, Peter. And so, you know, being aware, like you just said, of something that's out of, you know, out of kilter, out of not in harmony. What we see in the field is that people's lower consciousness, maybe lower emotional age parts of ourselves that maybe were traumatized during childhood or, you know, went through a bad patch where we went into protective mode and we, you know, made some vow to ourselves or we stuffed things down. So those pieces of ourselves that are kind of out of harmony because they're out of our consciousness and they're maybe vibrating at a much lower level than we normally live, those things start to come up. It does create like a harmony because they come back into our conscious awareness and they come back into our full expression of ourselves
Well,
in harmony together.
Yeah, but that's plugging me into the kind of like a detox of our story in life, where our troubles have been. And when we are in a higher consciousness, it might be easier to see those, but we're in a position of harmonizing them rather than being the victim of them. So it's an opportunity to grow through through our history and become more present because we're not as influenced by the past.
Yeah. Another frame on it. Yeah.
A different way
of looking at it.
I love that. Because I there's so much that we can say about what higher consciousness brings. And so you guys are an incredible gift. And so people can go to FLFE, the initials of Focused Life Force Energy, FLFE.com?
.net.
.net. That's why I don't know why.
Either
I
get, one.
Because I get it up automatically on my computer, so I don't have to think about it. So FLFE.net, and they can sign up for a very free trial because you don't even ask for a credit card, and see how they feel. And there's so many things that happen when you're around more harmony.
Yeah, you'll see that free trial button on the website, and you'll have a choice of either home or phone. So you can try out either one. And we actually, that's a 2-week, no credit card, as you said, because it's just something you have to try and feel for yourself and experiment with the control panel to see, you can turn it on, turn it off, turn it up, turn it down. And then once you're done with the 2 weeks, say on a property, you could do the same thing with the phone.
And I recently was in a Zoom call with a friend in Copenhagen. And I was saying, I have to tell you about FLFE. She says, no, you don't. I have it on my phone. So it's getting around, and I love to see that. And I'm certainly telling everybody about it, and certainly our listeners are hearing all about it and will want to see what this is like.
Yeah, the community's growing, Peter, and we're 80 plus countries now.
Holy smokes.
Yeah,
consciousness doesn't need the language. It's its own strength. So this is so much fun because talking with you, because you guys, represent it, just your demeanor, you're confident in yourselves, you believe what you're doing, you've seen the results of it. It's a wonderful way to live. So good for you.
Yeah, I think we all have blessed lives, Peter.
I know. I mean, my life is so blessed. It's crazy that looking back, I'm in my 80s, so looking back, I go, wow, it all worked out in its own way. Lots of big bumps and mountains and everything, but somehow here I am, smiling and happy and raring for more. So, and I think because of FLFE, it's the opportunity for me to be more confident in myself and in my life and trust more. Because when you're at a, when you're at a higher consciousness, life does flow better with serendipity and synchronicity. It's just an automatic.
Yeah, that's so true.
I step. And so it's an opportunity for everybody to cruise more in life. You know, I like that word because as you get older, it's easier to be cruising than trying to accelerate all the time. So let FLFE do the acceleration for you. So
yeah, just being supported to have more energy and not have to use your own personal energy, because if you know people like you that are risen in consciousness, you may be in an area that's fairly low, you know, just walking down the street. So having
In the big apartment house that I live in.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that extra bubble really can help compensate for that lower environmental energy.
Yes.
And supports you to have more energy to for your day.
Yeah, I love it. So so let's come back to recognizing you guys, Clayton Stedman mm-hmm. and Jeffrey Stegman. I love the last names and the different letter in each. So cool. And I'm so appreciative of you guys being on Energy Stew and talking about this, because you are heroes in life, to be, mm-hmm. you know, the pioneers that you are, and really making a difference in the world.
So, thank you, Peter.
Yeah,
thank you, Peter.
It's so wonderful. So this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.live. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heart river.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.